Now, broadcasting on StarWorldWideNetworks.com. It's time for Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Let's tap into your own authentic genius and live the life you desire. Join Dr. Rademacher for an enlightened conversation about our brain intelligence, our body intelligence, and our energy intelligence. And now, here's your host, Dr. Bart Rademacher.
I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, and this is Prescription for Your Transformation. Real people, real conversations, and real success. And this is part two of a series of two, maybe three, regarding your hormones. And here's the thing that I know. You know, harmony depends a lot on having those hormones well balanced. And when they're not in balance, you know, it just simply creates havoc. And so today we're going to continue the conversation with the doctor's guide and prescription for your transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success with Eric Sauer from the Natural Apothecary in Sarasota, Florida. And so just following up from last week, I'm really talking about, you know, the hormones of estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. You know, we discovered actually that, you know, estrogen has at least 400 different influences or effects on the body, and some of which you probably just were not aware of, and in men too. And so it's really important to understand when your levels are either high or too low, that it's definitely going to have an impact on you, even estrogen in men. And so what's really important is this, is it's all about harmony. And so when you try to, you know, overload yourself with, say, testosterone, problem is, might get you completely out of balance and cause all sorts of issues that you really don't want. So understanding that balance is key, understanding that it's all about harmony. And actually, it's also understanding about how is it that we effectively and accurately measure it. It's not through blood. It's actually through saliva testing. And these are things that you can just simply do at home, send it in for a relatively low price, and then finding the right person that understands, you know, how these balances actually work. Because in today's world, fortunately, you know, as physicians, we're not fully up to date on the latest on evaluating hormones. And most doctors will just go ahead and look at, for example, you know, total testosterone. They'll look at maybe TSH, you know, and it's just not enough information. And so together with Eric, we're going to demystify this as best as we can. And of course, I'm going to give you some references if you go to my website as to where you can get some excellent, you know, additional literature on, you know, hormonal therapy. So Eric, thank you so much for joining me today. And so let's get started. Where do you want to start?
Thank you, Dr. Rademacher. Today, we're going to discuss the endocrine system. And I'm going to try to make it as simple as I can. So if you can just vision a triangle, the top angle is your adrenals, the bottom left angle is the thyroid, and the bottom right is the ovaries or testes. So the key thing in balancing out the hormones is also to have a balanced endocrine system. So, and they all connect. So that's important to know. If you have low adrenal function, and you're on a bioidentical hormone and you're complaining that it's not working as well as you thought it would be, well, then the checkpoint would be the adrenals. And I'll tell you why. Women cycle until they die. They just stop the menstrual. And you can cycle into the 90s. But the first 2 weeks of a cycle for a female, 60% of the progesterone comes from the adrenals, which is the follicle phase. The second 2 weeks of a female cycle, 60% comes from the ovaries, okay, men's testes. And that's important to know because they both secrete progesterone. And progesterone is the only calming hormone. So basically, my little thing here is make sure that everything's balanced, so everything's in harmony. And women need to know that. So women are not crazy. Women are not depressed. Women are depleted. And God gave you progesterone, and those levels need to be checked. men too, men are just as well, can be off balance. So you need to really check the angles. Then that connects to your thyroid. So what throws up the thyroid? Just a few things. One, women on birth control pills for years, that will decrease the T3s. Having children, two or three children, also decreases your T3s. Gluten, as we talked about gluten, that also decreases your T3s. So, of course, the intestinal parasites will also throw up the thyroid. So when you hear Hashimoto's, as you know, the autoimmune, it's also an adrenal function connected to the Hashimoto's. So that's where we like to teach the balance of the triangle.
Yeah, let me jump in just briefly on the Hashimoto question, because I think it invokes a lot of confusion. And then, but also with my colleagues out there, and because quite frankly, I was confused about it as well. And when you look at some of the great works that you can, you know, get online, by the way, of these books, these great authors, and I'll compose a list later on about thyroid dysfunction rather than just Hashimoto's. And so, you know, or, you know, thyroid hypofunction. So they talk about hypothyroidism as if that's a condition in of itself, when it's really a problem of our immune system attacking the thyroid cells and causing those cells not to, you know, able to secrete enough of the thyroid hormone. And so we need to start looking at it differently rather than just supplementing with the hormones, but looking at, you know, what's the actual cause. And as you said, you know, it's the gut, which is a big offender in these kinds of conditions. And so that's where we always have to do the lab work and understand that by correcting the other imbalances, and that will also then adjust the immune response and hopefully allow the thyroid to, you know, function normally. But in the meantime, we still have to treat it.
Absolutely. And through the years, and when I work with other physicians and working with you, it's always been a pleasure working with you. You're one of the top guys I've ever met in my life. But I mean that from my heart. PABA, para-aminobenzoic acid. You take 1,000 milligrams per day is probably the natural supplement that really puts Hashimoto into check. And then once again, you just go to the triangle. And Hashimoto, I believe, is a lot more with adrenals. And through the studies, the adrenals are really affected. Stress in this country is big. Okay, fear. Okay, fear affects the kidneys, as we all know, in Chinese medicine. So the adrenals attach to the kidneys. So with the stress, you're really depleting your adrenals. And that's going to put a big workload on your thyroid. Okay? A lot of times you can go to a thyroid storm where you start giving Synthroid for the T4s or Tyrosin, and you give Cytomel for T3s. Now, that's protocol. That's, you know, as a pharmacist, that's what we normally, I dispense for many years. But I asked a lot of women with the Cytomel, they didn't do well. Again, the T3s went so high, it just threw them way off. Not everyone, of course, but quite a few had no balance there. So later in this little show, I'll teach you the thyroid, how I was taught, and how a thyroid works so they can understand it better.
Great, great.
So Mr. Hashimoto, Dr. Hashimoto, did fantastic work through the years. And you're right, it's definitely an autoimmune, okay? So once again, your immune system's the gut, related to the enzymes in your body, okay? When your adrenals are off, your digestion is off. That's an important thing to know. You really have to work the gut first, then you work into the endocrine system. So when you do Hashimoto's and you work with Hashimoto's, I just recommend to your colleagues to really check the adrenal function to make sure that's balanced.
Great. Yeah, so it's interesting because, I mean, a lot of the immune dysfunction, immune disorders is also related to inflammation, and stress obviously is inflammation. And, you know, with a dysfunction of the adrenal glands, then obviously that inflammation, you know, is escalates as well. So you combine that with the gut issues, and then potentially all the different types of toxins that people are consuming. You know, it's truly a challenge for the immune system to work or function normally. And therefore, it's going to begin to recognize normal cells as foreign and attack them. And again, I mean, you can't just simply give somebody thyroid hormone when clearly, you know, it's a thyroid dysfunction as a result of all these different factors in the body. But let's go ahead and talk about, you know, thyroid replacements and types that you're familiar with, and also the natural occurring ones. And the benefit or the advantage of having natural occurring thyroid supplements.
Okay, well, with the thyroid, and I mentioned before that gluten does affect the thyroid. I just want to keep that one in mind. When you do the thyroid blood test, you always measure the TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone, your free T4, free T3 is critical. And your TPR, as you know, we test for Hashimoto's. Okay? So the thyroid works like this. The pituitary gland in the brain secretes the TSH. Therefore, the TSH is only the messenger. You know the saying, right? Don't shoot the messenger.
Right.
It hands it to T4. T4 is your carrier. Okay? That's your carrier. Like the UPS guy. Nothing against FedEx. But it carries it to T3. Your T3 is your only active hormone when we're talking about the thyroid. And that helps sleep, energy, hair, skin, nails, bones, cholesterol, and LDL. I want to point that out. Women, men who have high cholesterol and LDL, you need to really check the T3s because that may be an issue. Also pregnancy. So when you work for infertility, things that are missed is the checking the free T3 and the inability. And this is a key thing. Women come to me, they say, Eric, I can't lose these 3 to 4 pounds. Now, for you and I, 3 or 4 pounds, and we say, what do you mean? It's only 3 or 4 pounds. It's not the correct answer. The answer is they know their body. So when you do your free T3s, and this is the important part, you have a range. It goes from 2 to 4.4. The midline is 3.2. If you're below 3.2, that's a sluggish thyroid. You want to be above 3.2. So the point I want to teach or educate is the conversion from T4 to T3 is done by your liver. Over 80% is done by the liver, and that's the keynote. And there's a herb called Google, G-U-G-G-U-L. And that's the herb that converts your T4 into T3s. So that's the part of the puzzle that the thyroid also has to work in a fluid motion. If the TSH is high, that's when the physicians, you know, and I dispensed it for many years, we give Synthroid, as you know, it's T4. Tyrosine is the new one. It's been out for about, I'm guessing, over a few years, 4 or 5 years maybe. What's the difference? Well, in Synthroid, the fillers are gluten, talc, and starch. And like I said before, gluten may affect the thyroid. So some women may not react too well with a Synthroid. Tyrosine is only water, levothyroxine, and gelatin. There's no other inner ingredients. So tyrosine has been doing very well. And that's your T4. And that's one way of doing this. And then, as you know, the natural thyroid by pork, you know, you have the NP thyroid, Armour thyroid that's been used for many years. Also, what's available is a glandular from cow. So there's companies that have, it's called Echo Thyroid, and it comes in 37 milligrams. It comes in 125 milligrams. And the difference is it comes from cow, not pig. So some people may have allergies to pork, some religions don't eat pork, so that's another way of doing natural thyroid replacement therapy.
And natural thyroid supplements also have what, T7, which normally is not given. And T7 apparently is playing a big role in the thyroid metabolism.
Exactly. Because when you do give the glandular, you're getting the whole gland.
Right.
The glandular has come from New Zealand. And this is an important part, not from the United States. It comes from New Zealand. Basically, organically, the animals are put down differently than the process here, which we won't go into that process because it's kind of grueling. But it all depends on your patient. Dr. Rademacher, you may do echothyroid and it's not working. Then you can go to Tyrosin and it's like, wow, this is fantastic. So not everybody is the same. And there's always a place for medicine, as you know. So Tyrosin would be the more effective than Synthroid without the inert ingredients, because once again, it does not contain starch, talc, or gluten.
Right.
And so that's important to know. But your T3s are very important for sleep and energy and the weight loss, you know, women losing hair, you know. So if you lose the hair, don't worry about me, my hair is gone. But in the temples here, it's more your thyroid. And of course, as you know, the eyebrows start to go, that's more your thyroid. Hair on top is more of the hormones. The progesterone helps build hair. It's great for hair is progesterone. Right. So different parts of baldness, well, you know, you need to see what's the difference. So the thyroid is important. And the key thing is you always check the iodine levels. That's another key component of the thyroid.
So has there been much controversy around iodine because many people don't actually measure that? So share with us, you know, the importance of why iodine must be measured and why is it perhaps some people are?
Well, iodine is very important against radiation. As you know, when Chernobyl and that issue, they used to give all the people around high iodine, you know. California, it's an average of 12 milligrams of iodine because of the radiation coming from, you know, Japan coming into the California. They had a radiation spill many years ago in Japan, quite some time. But there's different ways of testing iodine. I do the simple test. I get the tincture of iodine. And for those who are up in age a little bit, they understand that's the one for the cuts and scrapes. And we used to go down to the local drugstore, 1 ounce bottle, used to be 99 cents. I don't think it's 99 cents any longer. It's red. And you want to paint a quarter size circle on one inner thigh. Let it dry. It turns brownish red. Then you watch it for 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, and 8 hours. When it mostly fades away, shows you how deficient you are in iodine. So if it's 2 hours, that means the body just sucked it right in. It means that the body is craving the iodine. So you would start with 12 milligrams, okay, and go down according to what's there, 8, 4, 2. So that's the iodine test. It's a simple test. Anyone can do at home. And as you know, you can do a blood test on iodine also, you know. So why is iodine so important? Iodine is so important because the highest concentration of iodine is the thyroid. We all know that. The second highest concentration of iodine are the breasts. And the third highest concentration of iodine are the ovaries. Women may be cystic. Women may have nodules, okay? So key factors, check your iodine levels. And that's why iodine is so important. Now with the cell phones, it's all these electromagnetic fields and radiation in the air, we do need iodine. And we took iodized table salt out of our diet because of hypertension and things of that nature. So the average consumer is taking in less iodine. So that's an important issue also for thyroid. That's your fuel. That's your nutrition for the iodine. Is the iodine is the nutrition for the thyroid.
And wasn't the removal of iodine from salt because right. there are concerns of toxicity?
Toxicity and a lot with hypertension.
Okay.
In low sodium diets, you know, and the salts and you're right, the toxicity. So potassium iodide is the safest iodine that you can put in your body. You know, so if you're gonna do the iodide, potassium iodide is the one that's safer.
So just reminding, you know, all the listeners, and if you've been following me, you know, you can't just willy-nilly start taking all sorts of supplements and minerals. You have to be tested. You have to know what you're doing, because the truth is that you may not be getting the right amount. You may be getting too much or too little, and so it's not really doing anything. And just to, you know, respond to one thing that you said earlier, you know, when you are doing the supplementation with, you know, any of the thyroid, you know, options, but if they don't work, remember that there's other components to the equation that might be contributing, like the adrenals, like the gut, that's causing it not to work. And so remember that. So oftentimes, you know, patients will go to a doctor, will see that the TSH is high, which is the stimulatory hormone to release, you know, thyroid hormone from the thyroid gland. And, you know, then you get treated and you have no results. And then, you know, you go back to your doctor, and oftentimes it's like, well, I don't know, right? They don't know. And so the truth is that once again, in this day and age, with so much information out there, and it's easily accessible, easily understood, you know, there's no excuse. So you have to do your own research about these things, and which is why, you know, I have this podcast series to help people understand it at a, you know, understandable level, one that I also understand. So please continue. Are we complete with thyroid, you think, or is there anything else you want to share on the thyroid?
Well, I just want to say that you're 100% correct. Please do not be your own doctor. Don't let your mechanic become your doctor. Go see Dr. Rademacher. He's the doctor, okay? And I hear all the time, I got advice from this person. I said, who's she? Well, she washes my house. So she cleans my house, you know? So you may get advice from a lot of different people. But we do need doctors, and we have great doctors. And I found a great doctor. Dr. Rademacher is fantastic, you know, and he's from the heart. So don't just think you can just take iodine and think you're well. And you're 100% right. The adrenals need to be checked, and everything needs to be checked. And we need to know that, because you need to be balanced. And we're going back to first triangle that we started with, balance. You can throw yourself off if you're not balanced. So yes, that's it, thyroid.
So let's jump into what, the adrenals?
The adrenals.
Go for it.
Okay. You heard of this all the time, flight or fight. That's your adrenal function. And once again, fear in Chinese medicine is kidneys. So the glands that sit on top of the kidneys are your adrenals. So with the saliva test, there's four cotton swabs in the saliva test. It's called the ASI. Dr. Rademacher has it at his office. You measure your cortisol levels, 8 o'clock, noontime, 4 p.m., and midnight. So the 8 o'clock, you have between 8 and 10 to do this, to the saliva test. The midnight, you have between 10 and midnight to test your cortisol levels. When you do the adrenal test, the things you need to know on doing the saliva test, either it be the flex kit, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but there's no caffeine, no chocolate, no coffee, no tea, because that will throw off the test. The test itself will measure the rhythm of your cortisol levels. It will give you the cortisol levels of each time that we mentioned. It also tells you insulin levels in the body. Gluten sensitivity. There's a gluten sensitivity in this test, along with leaky gut. And like Dr. Rademacher said, it's all about the gut. And it gives you the leaky gut number to see how far you're off, and that you need to know that. So cortisol levels in the morning should be at 24. But at nighttime, which is the important time, the cortisol level should be down to 1 in order to go into REM sleep, and your body repairs when you sleep. So you'd be surprised at these different adrenal results that come through the years. I'll give you a couple examples. There's one person, he danced on Broadway, and he was a DJ. So I said to him, I said, when you sleep, okay? He says, I don't know. He goes, Eric, the brain and the feet are not, they don't connect any longer. So we did his test. Hence, the lowest result you can get on this test is a 4. A 1, 1, 1, 1. He was a 4. Okay? So working with a physician in the area, we put this program together. This is many years ago. And it took us a good 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. He comes in, and he was, I think, late 30s at the time. Comes in and does a split on my floor. And I said, whoa, he goes, don't try this. I said, I promise I won't. But we got his adrenals back. And guess what? He started going, went back on Broadway, continued his career. So that's the lowest function I've seen. The other funny story with a happy ending was a young man comes in, he's 27 years old. He says, I did all the rock and roll drugs and whatever, but I didn't die at 27. And I said, well, you know, you're not Jimmy Morrison, you know, or the other great musicians. He goes, but I want to live now. Okay. So he came back at about a 6 or 7. And so we put him back together, and he's doing very, very well. So you would, these adrenals nowadays, and the key point I want to teach is cell phones, the iPhones do deplete your adrenals. iPhones and cell phones do deplete, and electronics will deplete your adrenals. And nowadays, we're pretty much on the iPhone, cell phones. So it would definitely be beneficial to check adrenal function.
You know, I just to add on to that, I mean, people are wondering, well, how is that even possible? Well, it's very possible. It's also very scientifically proven. And then simply this, is that when we think about energy, atoms, molecules, they all have energy. That means your cells have energy, your organs, your tissues have energy, you know, your heart, your brain has energy. Everything's energy, right? But energy vibrates at a specific frequency. And so all of our cells, our organs, our molecules, our atoms, they're all vibrating on very unique frequencies. So the kidney has its own unique frequency, and the adrenals have their own unique frequency. And so why does all that matter? Well, your cell phone vibrates at a certain frequency, or not, you don't feel the vibration, but it has the electromagnetic pulses at specific frequencies. Now, different frequencies can either benefit your body, your cells, your organs, or can, you know, do you harm. And so whilst nobody has really done the research as to understanding what cell phones actually do to your body, you know, it's very plausible to think, right? If frequencies from all energy devices can influence other frequencies of other devices or humans, then you would have to agree with me that it could also affect your adrenals and potentially be the reason, you know, why there's so much adrenal dysfunction, adrenal fatigue, aside of the fact that there's other components to using the cell phone, that is stress. You know, just the whole cell phone kind of psychology or psychosis, however you want to look at it, you know, is going to induce stress. And that is also another burden on the adrenal function. And when your adrenals are not functioning well, that means you're out of balance, you're not in harmony, your organ systems won't work properly, your brain's not going to work properly, you're going to have cognitive issues, you're going to have immune issues, you're going to have chronic disease. And so it's important, again, to number one, just with the thyroids, know, you know, what your levels are, doing it the right way, getting the right numbers. Same thing with adrenals, know what your levels are, find a person that's really going to understand that, do the right job, and then be able to find someone like Eric that's really going to not only help you understand, you know, what the best hormone replacement is going to be, but all the supplemental, you know, products that he carries that will also support, you know, in this case, the adrenal function. And again, you know, one of the mistakes that we've done in medicine is we've tried to analyze everything to the smallest particle. If you just adjust that one particle, like giving you, you know, T4 or T3, you know, then everything should be fine. Well, we've got 70 trillion cells. It's a very complex system. It evolved over millions of years. You have to agree with me that just one single thing isn't going to work. So by getting a full complement of different, you know, supplements or products or services or lifestyle choices, that's what's going to make the difference. So sorry I carried on so long. What else? So let's dive into the adrenals a little deeper as far as those levels. How do we measure them? And some other consequences of abnormal levels.
Okay, and you're 100% correct. And all the trillions of cells in the body, there are 1,200 reactions per second per cell. If you throw off the gut, you throw off the enzymes, it's like putting a wrench into that tire. It's not going to work. You know, the machine's not going to work. So the third angle is the hormones. Ovaries for women, testes for men. So how do you connect all three together is we talked about the Flex Kit. If you don't recall about the Flex Kit, this is a saliva test that measures the adrenal function along with the hormones. So with the hormones, we would test the DHEA, testosterone, estrone, estradiol, estriol, and progesterone. So with the Flex Kit, you can kill two birds with one stone and do two pieces of the triangle with one test, which makes it a lot easier and more compliant. The ranges come back with the hormones and be different ranges for each and every one. Once again, if you're on a lower range or if you didn't make the range, then speaking with the physician, he or she will balance and write a prescription of the bioidentical hormones what the body has been depleted. Once again, if you're elevated, you can be below the range or above the range. The doctor's patient, now it may not be balanced if he or she is taking hormones. They need to be rebalanced. So the hormones are very important when it comes to also dementia, bladder control, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, which will be pretty good. Talk about osteoporosis one day because there's a lot involved. But you need to know, once again, the third angle needs to be balanced just as well as the first and second angle. So now you got the adrenals working, you got your thyroid working. Now we got to make sure that the hormones are in balance. Once again, the first 2 weeks of a female cycle, 60% of the progesterone comes from the adrenals. The second 2 weeks comes from the. So we need to check both angles to see where the imbalance is. And that's the important part of putting the whole triangle together.
So what kind of, if you're deficient on your adrenals, you know, what's your first go-to in so far as managing it? Are you wanting to replace the deficiency of cortisone, or do you have a different strategy?
Well, yes, the adrenals need to be addressed first. That's why it's on top of the triangle. Now, in the adrenal test is a 17-hydroxy metabolite. Okay. The 17-hydroxy progesterone, that's your precursor to your cortisol levels. So when women do this test, if that's in range, then we can use supplementation that may be over the counter. There's different companies that use different adrenal supplements. But the 17-hydroxyprogesterone is not in range. If it's way below the range, there's a good chance that the supplement may not work. And that's when the doctor writes the prescription for cortisol. Now, this is hydrocortisone. It's altogether different than the prednisones. It's not even compared. But the hydrocortisone is the natural one, of course. And then the compounding pharmacist would compound the doctor's prescription. Either maybe 2 milligrams, 4 milligrams, whatever it may be. So rare you use a prescription, but the over-the-counters work very well. And we use cortisol, once again, from the glandular there that comes from the cow for New Zealand. But the key thing, too, is the nighttime, Dr. Rademacher. Elevation at nighttime, it's supposed to be the range is 1 to 4. If that person's well over 4, he or she may not be sleeping, they're tossing and turning. If they can't get into that deep sleep, they may fall asleep, but they consider and they complain about waking up around 3 or 4 o'clock. So from 3 to 5 o'clock, that is your adrenal time in your rhythm. Circadian rhythm, 3 to 5 o'clock is when your adrenals detox. So something called phosphine serine is a supplement used to calm the adrenals at night. And it does take time. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not going to be overnight. It's going to be, you know, it may take a few days, weeks, whatever. But that will suppress the adrenals, cortisol levels, and then you get into a deeper REM sleep. And that's how you repair your body. It's through REM sleep. Okay? And that's important. So through supplementation, yes, you can address the adrenals. And one thing that the adrenal test by itself will also measure a DHEA, because DHEA is also an adrenal hormone. That's important to know.
So to recap for the listeners, when you're talking about the adrenals, you could either have hyperfunction or lower function. And what do you see more frequently? Is it a lower function due to like adrenal fatigue? Or are you seeing more of a hyperfunction and that's causing them to have elevated levels at night and therefore not being able to sleep? I mean, what are you seeing more frequently?
Well, through the years, and I've been doing this for over 20 years, hypo, number one, depleted adrenals. And I explain it like this. It's in your car, you have your gas tank, you know, full to empty. At the end, you got that little red box. Okay, and it tells you, like, you know, we got to get to the gas station. A lot of times it'll be below that red box, or just at the tip of that red box. Okay. And the important part about this is you need to replenish your adrenals quickly, because if you bottom out, I think the next step may not be a good one. You know, you may have to be hospitalized. Okay. And the gym, you have your trainers. This is so important. If you have low adrenal function and your trainers are pushing you like they normally push you, you can definitely go into adrenal fatigue and adrenal failure. You got to make sure if you have a hard workout core, like most people do not, most people do, you know, people do, people don't, make sure that your adrenals are functioning at the proper level if you're going to do all these core workouts, because you can really hurt yourself.
And that happens all too frequently, and people are just simply not aware of it. And understanding that, you know, the release of these hormones is cyclical. There's a diurnal range, you know, so with peaks in the morning and dips later on. And so oftentimes what we'll see as well is that the rhythm of that is also abnormal. And so you may have higher levels than the overall baseline, which means that you're overly stressed and in the process of, you know, totally depleting your adrenals. So the other thing that is important when it comes to adrenal dysfunction is also besides the hormone replacement, you know, we like to use different types of supplements and different types of, you know, lifestyle choices, one of which obviously would be meditation. And whenever I talk about meditation, the only one that I really want people to learn about is from Joe Dispenza, because he delivers that information in such a way that it makes sense. It really makes sense. It made a lot of sense to me, and I definitely changed, you know, how I was meditating. What are some of the supplements that you feel are appropriate, you know, for people to utilize when there's an issue with adrenal fatigue? Because there's many different supplements on the market, and not necessarily the ones that we should be taking.
Well, once again, meditation is great. I think everybody should meditate. TM is a great meditation. I agree with you totally. When you have the high adrenals, that's a stress level. That means you're working hard. Look what's going on in these corporations. They get rid of 1,600 people. Now 800 people are covering the job for 2,400 people. The stress is so high in this country. And you burn your and so if you're elevated in the adrenal function, you may crash, you know. So that's important. So there's two products I use and from great companies. They're adrenal complex, and there's a difference now. I'm gonna explain. One adrenal complex will have licorice, okay, which also very supportive to the adrenal function, and there's one that does not contain licorice. Now, why do we need both? When you work the adrenals, you may find that your patients may have hypertension, okay? Yet they have low adrenals, okay? That's the ironic part of this. But you do not want to give them licorice because that will give them more hypertension. So patients who have hypertension, you want to use an adrenal supplement. It's called Adrenal Complex. It's made by a different company and does not contain licorice. That's important. Now, there's also plain ecoadrenal, which is just the adrenal gland without any other herbs in it. So those who are sensitive to certain herbs, you can just go with the ecoadrenal, which is strictly glandular from New Zealand once again. And I express glandular from New Zealand because they're the purest. That's the difference. And
but as much as you can actually support the adrenals with natural products is probably better, because once again, you want to give the adrenals the ability and the resources to produce and release the hormones rather than just replacing them because the adrenals aren't working. So obviously it's a process of combining both and then switching one in and switching one out, but ultimately it's about giving your body everything that it really needs to function properly rather than taking over its job.
Absolutely correct. You're 100% correct. The adrenals is a gas tank. You want to refuel, test your adrenals. You may not live on adrenals for the rest of your life. We're not here to live on certain, you know, cortisol levels. But once you're back into rhythm and your health is great, you know, you fill up your gas tank. Okay. And you may not be on cortisol for the rest of your life, you know, and that's a major thing everyone needs to know. You take what you need to balance, and you're right. The cortisol level should be made by the adrenals. You have to be in balance. Once they're in balance, you're in great shape. Another thing I found out with the adrenals is 8 o'clock may be great. They do fine, but it's the 12 to 4 p.m. where they're looking for a nap. And this is a big occurrence. So basically, he wouldn't support the adrenals at 8 o'clock because he has normal range. And that's the importance of not knowing what's going on here. You can't go in with a blindfold. You have to see at what time, if you have a depletion of cortisol level. So, you know, that person would need adrenal complex, adrenal support at noontime. And that balances out the person's day.
Right.
Bounce out the adrenals. Adrenals are connected to kidneys. Your blood pressure will also balance out. So this is very important. You always, always connect with the physician so he knows what's going on. You just don't take a supplement unless your doctor knows what you're taking. I think that's very important that all your patients should know that.
Great.
So, and Serifos is my favorite one. That's a phosphatidylserine for sleep. So yes, I do take it. And it's wonderful. And it gets into a nice REM sleep. You wake up the next morning very refreshed. And so too high adrenals, too low adrenals can give you a great imbalance of how you feel. Okay. Just because you have a hyper adrenal function doesn't mean you're energized. You can be just as wiped out. Just that your body's pushing.
You know, and ultimately, in all of this, you know, when it comes to any kind of support or what I call health optimization strategy or HEOPS, is that, you know, a lot of people do rely on numbers, and numbers are great as long as you have all the right numbers. And oftentimes you don't get all the right numbers, and sometimes you only get one, which is oftentimes meaningless. But ultimately, we have to look at our symptoms. Unfortunately, what happens way too often, go to doctor's office, who quite frankly doesn't necessarily fully understand everything about a particular topic, and will just kind of throw his hands up in the air and says, well, your levels are normal, so it's got to be in your head or something, which is happening way too often. Ultimately, numbers help, but how you feel matters. And if you're not feeling the way that you want to feel, then clearly something else needs to be done. And for example, this morning, you know, I'm working with a body worker. It's a phenomenal guy. I'll be interviewing him at some point because what he does is absolutely magical. And if you want to check him out already, his name is Stephen Shin, Shinn. Incredible stuff that he does. And he's got an app called Trainerize. But he was telling me this morning, because I have some stiffness in some areas of the body. And so I was telling him some of the exercises that I do. And he says, well, look, those may counteract what we're trying to do. But here's the thing, whatever exercise you do and you feel better because of it, and you've got more range of motion, less stiffness, and things are working greater, then awesome, then it's the right thing. But when you're doing an exercise or a movement that's not, and you later, you know, are clear about the fact that it's not supporting you, and that's the problem with so many people out there, whether it's in medicine or whether it's just physiotherapy, physical therapy, they just randomly do stuff. Well, not quite random. They do things on purpose, but really not understanding, you know, what's going on. And oftentimes what I heard this morning is, you know, people are following the pain versus the motion, the movement. And when you take care of the movement, then the pain will go away. Same thing with, you know, any kind of hormone management or, you know, hormone disharmony management, I should put it that way. Because there's many different things that you can do, many different approaches that you can use. And ultimately, it's about how you feel at the end of the day.
Totally. And he's right. And certain exercises can hurt you. And certain exercises will definitely benefit. I used to have a saying, if you leave that gym feeling great, you did the right exercises. If you leave that gym feeling like depleted or like, oh man, I'm in pain, well, I guess you have to recheck your schedule and your routine may be off. But the thing is too, even any routine, everyone's different. So this person you talked about sounds like he's in touch with the body, which is a great thing. And he, you know, that's important to know. So everything's a balance. You know, you find the right people, you balance out the body, you feel great. Energy, fingertips to your toes. That's where you should be, no matter what age. Right. Age is nothing. It's just age is wisdom.
So my point in addition to that, I know Eric, is simply this, and this is why I like working with you, and I collaborate with many other people, is that no one single person is going to know all the answers. And so when you're not getting the results that you desire, you got to go back to your doc and you know, face them and say, hey, look, can you find somebody else who could work with us, and let's figure this out. So one thing that I like to do is I like to promote Eric to other docs, other colleagues, that he can then support, because his depth of knowledge is far superior than mine will ever be. Does that mean, you know, I'm inadequate in what I'm doing? No, because I'm relying on Eric to give me the answers much more quickly and with much more finesse than I ever will, so that the patients can get the results right away. So one thing that I'm extremely passionate about is encouraging my colleagues to find the right kinds of collaborations. Now, be the center of all of it, because you're working and coordinating all the different specialists and practitioners out there, or resources. You know, you're the grand master in a sense, you're the conductor, if you will, that's tying it all together and evaluating the progress in all the areas. And this is kind of the mindset that I learned when I trained at the Mayo Clinic. And so here again, when you're not getting the results, you can't stop there. You got to keep on looking. You got to figure out what else is needed. Try different things, or really find people that will help you understand what's possible for you. So I know we only have, let's say, another five more minutes left. What have we not covered today, Eric, that you feel we need to talk about?
The key factor, going back to the adrenals too, and your adrenals are off, your digestion is off. Okay? People, you can have your organic meals, also be a vegan, vegetarian, eat well. But basically, if you're not digesting what you're eating, that throws off your health. So you are what you eat. We heard that for many years. However, your health depends on what you digest. When your adrenals are off, your digestion's off. And your immune system is the gut related to the enzymes in your body. So starting any program here, the gut is the most important thing that needs to be paid attention to. And three ways of handling things. When a person comes ill, one may need bed rest. Okay? One may need a homeopathy. Or one may need energy to the cells. You got to figure out, how do we do this now? If you don't have energy in your body, homeopathy does not work. Because homeopathic remedies depend on energy in the body. So then you will go into the energy part of that person, bring his energy back up, and then you can work homeopathy with him. He'll do very well. And some of us need bed rest. Some people are so depleted. And that's why they end up in a hospital on a IV. So you need the body. The person who comes into your office needs to know and be honest with you. And that's the word I want to tell you. Your patients have to be honest with you. Can't lie, because when you lie, you're hiding something, and you can't work with that person unless you really know that person, what's wrong, emotionally, spiritually, physically. You got to know where you have to start. So what I have to say is, just be honest with your doctor and be honest. Hey, this is not working, you're not going to insult anybody, because sometimes homeopathy works, it doesn't work. It gives me an idea, if it doesn't work, okay, we have to go a different path. There's a different pathway we need to cover. But honesty is definitely important in health. And I get people to come and lie to me all the time. And, you can really see that they're not telling the truth. I'm a vegan diet, and eat 350 pounds. Or, what else are you doing? That's not, So just be honest with your doctor and tell them what's working, And that's how we learn. We learn from our clients, and you have patients. You learn. Okay, this is working. And may help others down the road. But once again, digestion is key. If you're doing the endocrine system, you always work the gut first. Then everything else falls into place.
So with that, I just want to end by saying, we've evolved over millennia. We've evolved in harmony with our nature, our environment. And to think that we can bypass that natural relationships with all sorts of interesting approaches, and I'll just leave it at that, just doesn't make sense. And how much more we can make things as natural medicine and precision medicine, those two terms are terms that you're going to be hearing a lot more of, is what really makes sense. And what I like about working with Eric is that he provides a wonderful and beautiful component to that, with natural remedies that will help. Even homeopathy is an interesting approach. And again, it's as Eric says, when it works, it works. When it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't really matter, what process you use, as long as you get the results that you want and you don't get the side effects. And that's what drugs and surgeries and all those kinds of things will do. See, my vision of the future doctor is he won't be prescribing drugs or performing surgeries. And I know that's going to be the future, because we're going to be a lot more intelligent. And so it's no criticism about my colleagues today, because I feel that they are just working their best to do their best to help you, but just don't have the answers that will serve you the best. And that's part of what my mission is to help people with that. And so, you know, when it comes to any kind of, you know, hormone imbalance, we need to remind ourselves it's also the gut. And so there's tests for that. And there's a link you can go to my website and get that immediate test. And then we get some hormonal tests to figure out where that imbalance is. And then ultimately, you know, decide, do you need hormone replacement, you know, as a temporary measure if necessary? And all the wonderful supplements that Eric can provide at his naturopothecary. So and once again, Eric, I want to thank you. And how do people reach you as well?
Well, they can reach me in Sarasota. I'm at the Naturopothecary Shop. It's 941-554-8623. You can go to the website, naturopothecaryshop.com. I'm here Monday through Friday and Saturdays. Any way I can help you and your patients, I'm here for them and also here for you. And I really appreciate you taking the time out calling me. And I thank you so much. If
all
those listening, Dr. Rademacher is the person without a doubt you want to see. Once again, he deals from the heart. And there's not too many physicians that deal from the heart. And that's very, very important. So I thank you again.
Thank you for those kind words, Eric. And the feeling is mutual. And I can tell you one thing with your energy and your demeanor, you do wonders, you know, with the patients, all the patients that you take care of. And then, quite frankly, that's half the magic besides the other magic that you provide with all the supplements. Eric, thank you so much. And I know that we will be continuing with more talks like this because I feel that people need to hear you. I'll be back. I'm Dr. Bart Rademacher, prescription for your transformation, real people, real conversations, and real success. Tapping into your authentic genius so that you can live the life that you desire. Also tapping into that collective wisdom so that we can generate the space for collaborative, or we can create the space for generative collaboration and ultimately tap into the brain intelligence, the body intelligence, and the energy intelligence. I'll be back next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Rademacher's Prescription for Transformation. Join Dr. Bart Rademacher live right here on StarWorldwideNetworks.com or on demand 24/7.